From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran fired two more missiles in apparent violation of a UN Security Council resolution. Wednesday's launches were similar to those made Tuesday. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the actions underscore the importance of last year's international nuclear agreement with Tehran.
Unfortunately, Iran's insistence on developing a ballistic missile program outside of widely recognized international standards is a longstanding concern, not just of the United States, but of the international community. It is, in fact, one of the reasons that the United States led the way to develop, negotiate, and implement successfully a diplomatic agreement to prevent Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons.
Iran said the missiles were inscribed with a message in Hebrew that, quote, Israel should be wiped from the pages of history. Israel's defense minister said it shows Iran's continued hostility toward the Jewish state, despite January's implementation of a nuclear deal. U.S. defense officials say an Islamic State operative captured by American Special Operations Forces is a key figure in the militant group's chemical weapons program in Iraq. Officials told VOA Wednesday that IS fighters fired rockets loaded with mustard gas into the town of Taza Kermatu, north of Baghdad, causing dozens of injuries. Three security guards killed Wednesday in an attack by suspected Islamic State fighters at a checkpoint south of Libyan city of Misrata. The checkpoint about 140 kilometers from Sirte, a coastal city controlled by IS. The attack came a day after an airstrike on Sirte, said to have targeted IS positions. Meanwhile, the bodies of two Italian hostages held in Libya since July were transported to Rome Wednesday, both men employed by an Italian construction firm. Two of their colleagues escaped with their lives. This is VOA News. The U.S. signaled Wednesday that it's moving toward a new package of military assistance to Israel, its closest ally in the region. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden in Jerusalem for a meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the Jewish state's regional military superiority must be preserved.
We're committed to making sure that Israel can defend itself against all serious threats, maintain its qualitative edge with a quantity sufficient to maintain that.
The two countries are negotiating a new U.S. defense aid pact to replace the $3 billion a year agreement that expires in 2018. UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura says substantive talks on a political transition in Syria are expected to get underway Monday and will not last beyond March 24.
We plan to start having informal talks already, hotels or here, with whoever is arriving. But the substantive, deeper part of it, after the first preparation, will be on Monday, God willing, the 14th.
His comments came in Geneva as the second round of proximity talks between Syria's government and the opposition formally opened, although the key players have not yet arrived. Thousands of migrants from Syria and other countries are now stranded in Greece, blocked from their goal of reaching northern Europe after Macedonia closed its border Wednesday, a day after other countries, Slovenia, Croatia, and Serbia, declared their borders closed to all save asylum seekers. Dasa Kuleberg is a Red Cross coordinator in Slovenia who helped serve hundreds of thousands of refugees and migrants.
Since there are no people, no refugees present in the camp right now, we are currently preparing to take down the list of items we still have in the camp.
Despite the closures, the European Union and its neighbors face increasing pressure to handle the large numbers of migrants and refugees who already have reached EU states beyond the Balkans and in Turkey. More violence erupted Wednesday near Tunisia's border with Libya when at least 10 Islamist militants were killed by security forces near Ben Gurdan, site of Monday's raid by suspected IS gunmen that killed at least 55 people. At least 30 died Wednesday when a five-story structure in the Nigerian commercial capital Lagos collapsed. While under construction, 13 were pulled alive from the debris. One report quotes the Lagos state government as saying floors were being added to the structure without proper permits. Months after Myanmar's National League for Democracy won a crushing electoral victory, the NLD-dominated parliament is putting forth the name of at least two people to replace President Thein Sein, scheduled to step down March 31st. Oil prices rallied Wednesday in New York, helping to lift stock equities. Brent crude futures moving back above $40 a barrel as traders expect the world's top oil exporters to impose a production freeze to reduce the global glut. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.